For this is the message that you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. We should not be like Cain, who was one of the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own deeds were evil and his brother's righteous. Do not be surprised, brothers, that the world hates you. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. Whoever does not love abides in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life in abiding in him. 1 John 3:11. I jump over here to God is love, and I'm going to continue to read for a little bit. I apologize, just grasp this and bear with me for a second. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. You hear me reference this often, very often, that God is love. So if you find an enactment, a location, a demographic, acquaintance, personally, professionally, in any mindset, way, shape, and form, I'm referencing God is love. So you find the enlightenment in it, you find Christ within it in thought, word, and deed, and you embrace that, you accompany it because God is love. You can have opposition, the freedom of will, and you can choose for it not to be of God. But if it's not of God, then it doesn't lead to fulfillment and it's not of love. And the only opposition, because there is no gray or in-between way, must be that it's hate or it's love. So it's just one or the other. It's kind of cut clean and dry. It's real definite in that stance and in that purpose. You don't go somewhere in between. I might go this way a little bit. And, you know, crooked ways turn straight. Yes, of course. But it's either you're committed to being God is love. It's tried and true and it works. And I don't judge anybody. I don't have to judge anybody. Or it's more along the mindset that it's hate and I've chosen to hate. Either way, abrasively, let's touch base on this just for a second and I'll stop here. If we shall choose to hate, and it's our own personal prerogative, it's in within our will to hate somebody or to condemn or to judge, who does that affect? It shall not affect anybody but ourselves. And of course, we go back to the law of the land, the eye for eye, life for life. And some could say love for love. And arguably enough, love is some of the references that we use for life. And you find your love, love for love, right? So it's life for life, breath for breath, etc. We grasp that. But if you shall choose to condemn, to hate, it can't be at the cost and expense of anybody else. How could it be or how shall it be? It should be what you truly want. So if somebody tells you you can have anything you want in this world, but you are not allowed to make any decisions on anybody other than yourself, immediately you would hope and pray. Immediately you would hope and pray that you wouldn't be crawling, stumbling on the ground, begging, right? Hands up, please help me. Not that type of mindset, but you would have enough maturity to where you would be advancing within this world. Now, somebody said that I can have anything that I want. Immediately, I'm going to start off with a little bit of self-care and devotion. I'm going to take the Holy Trinity. I'm going to grab the substance real quick. Give me the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to take them. I'm going to make sure that they're close to me, and I'm going to have them within my room. Because the moment you know that you're walking with them, that they're within your possession, that they're within that mindset that you're given to them, they're given to you, immediately you are capable of delivering to others. So anything that should escape you, whether it is verbally, physically, socially, economically, the deeds, the laboring, the acts, the works of your direct actions should be taken to that value if it's a direct reflection of God or Christ. That is the purpose and reason that I'm alive, is it not? He put breath within my lungs, and that is the reason that I am saved, I am redeemed. Excellent. But if you shall choose hate, well, I'm disgruntled. I've got a point to prove. I decided I'm going to make decisions on others. I hope not. It doesn't bother anybody. Well, life goes on. I'm going to continue to make decisions on these individuals. That cannot be the catalyst for the failure or the loss of life of somebody else. So immediately the jurisdiction of life itself, death being the only alternative, the heart does stop, the pulse stops, and you have nowhere to go with it. Immediately the only other alternative is now you have to seek somebody else. You have to seek shelter. So seeking shelter within this mindset is the denial of his presence. Because I was once blind, but now I see. I was once hungry, and now you fed me. I was seeking shelter, and now you housed me. And the same for clothing. I was naked, and you clothed me. But these direct references don't directly mean what they state. Think about what I'm saying here. I was blind, but now I see. Was it a medical condition that you were actually blind and you couldn't see? You know, like LASIK surgery would straighten out your eyes and now you're good to go? I don't quite think so. More along the lines of, I had the proof in front of me. I knew the deliverance. I knew the point, the rhyme, the purpose, the theory and reasoning as to why I was alive, but I was incapable. I wasn't competent. I didn't have the maturity nor the means to be capable of carrying it out. So I was once blind, but now I see a humbling essence of acceptance of putting it back within his hands. Now I'm here, I can be delivered. I was naked and now you clothed me. Do you think it goes back to like cloth? Or do you think it was like the robes and sandals? Or do you think it was like Gucci or Prada? Where you at? You know, I'm trying to do Paris fashion real quick. I think along these lines. None of the above, right? So you put on that armor of God. You're clothed. Nobody can see you naked. Of course, there's some individuals this day and age, the business antics that they have are very, very extreme. Of course, turn the other cheek, walk away. Don't worry about it. There's just things in this world that you can't change. So don't involve or invest in items or entities that you can't, because it ain't going to get you anywhere. But if you need clothing, put on the armor of God, put on the armor of Christ. You know, he's already won every battle. He already hung on the cross for us. So we are forgiven, we are redeemed, and we don't have nothing to worry about. That's for real, ain't it? You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to see an individual step on me, like, boom, get out of here. What do you got with you? I got God. I got Christ. I'm not worried about it. I'm going to take it there. Excellent. So we've been born of God. Whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Do you think that's for a creature to deceptively define who God is in our life? How about having children? How about having spouses? Are you capable of unconditional love? Think about what I'm saying. You know what? I got a feeling that you probably got God in your life some way, shape, or form. So I'm going to do my very best to find love within that enactment. There's only two options. You can choose love or you can choose hate in every enactment. I'm going to find Christ. I'm going to find God, the Holy Spirit. Or I'm going to start self-deluding. You think it's a condemnation? Take a sip of water. Mix a little bit of oil with it. See where you're at. And they don't mix, right? You're like, what happened? I feel sick. Are you okay? I'm not sure. So think about what I'm saying. Every acquaintance, entity, relationship, any aspect that you shall have going on, should it be about something else or somebody else? And it shall not be. And shall you find love within that? I'll tell you outright the truth. Nobody can tell you that you can't have God in your life in any way, shape, or form, or demeanor. The possessiveness of theory and reason cannot be the entity of condemnation that I embrace. How many of you are living life unrestricted? There's no chains, there's no shackles. I'm free to do what I want. You know what I'm saying? I got God in Christ. I'm saved. I'm redeemed. I'm a chosen race. I'm one of his. I put it back within his hands. Most of us, we talk about it. That sounds real nice, don't it? You know what I'm saying? Think about having that plush mill, that plush caramel top. You know what I'm saying? That pillow top, that real nice plush bed. I got the view. I open up the curtains, open up the drapes. I got the view looking out over the ocean. It's nice, ain't it? Think about it. It's an eternity. I'm going to take you there. Everything's better with a view. Sure. It is the view, though. That's the point you're grasping. Listen to what I'm saying. You wake up in the morning. You're at some beat-down hotel. You go to open the drapes. The curtain falls off the wall. You're like, whew. You're trying to find a new way out. You know what I'm saying? Open the door and walk on out. Lace the boots up. Grab the lunch pail. Looking to find a better day. But you wake up and you're at this palace. You're at this majestic place, this mansion, if you would, this heavenly creation. And you're seeing all of this world that God's created. But that same view can be deceptive. You know, I don't like the way that it looks. You know what I'm saying? I don't like the way that it looks. So your perception of deception needs to be unrestricted. Think about it. You don't want to have limitations and restrictions being the leading value of your life. Now, everything you see, every enactment and every person you encounter, that relationship is taunted. It's destructive. It's a sense of hate. It's condemned. Why, shall you ask? Because I'm not wearing robes and cloth, right? I'm one of the cloth. Hallelujah. Father, Son, the Trinity. Let me get a little bit of that. You got a cup around here. I'm thirsty. All right, so let me get a little bit of that. But rather, since you are so deceptive, right? And the mind that I live in, think about what I'm saying. The focal point, the heart, soul, mind, body, and spirit, the mind that I live in reminds me that I don't believe in living a life that's not restricted. I don't believe in living a life to where all the chains of sin and wickedness and death have been lifted off of me. In fact, I believe in living a life that's condemned. So not only do limitations, restrictions, and infrastructure that creates these entities to where there's stop, twists, setbacks, and failures embrace a part of the belief that I walk in. But I think that it's relevant that other individuals find this to be relevant at the same time. That's extreme, ain't it? You want to condemn and you want other individuals to condemn? That's extreme. Take a deep breath, you know what I'm saying? Take a drink of coffee, soak it in. Good morning, how are you? Best part of waking up. I see you. I ain't mad at you. So how come, though? How come if your view, the way that you're seeing the world, and you see the world to where there's a limitation, there's a restriction, there's a little bit of hate here, this is as far as you can go with this entity, this is as far as you can go with this entity, how come that should be relevant to everybody else? I don't think that it can be. Isn't it that we are not defined because of God and because of Christ, but rather we have this life as a gift, the ability to be capable of defining our own passions, of our own devoted purpose and meaning within this world? How do you know somebody's on the course and path with life? Life, and life is God, love, etc., right? So when you hear me reference love or life, it's God, it's Christ. There is no other alternative. How do you know they're on the right path with love, with life? Does it require acceptance or denial of your fellow brothers and sisters? It shall not, and it cannot. Would you want to live in a world to where you would know what they're doing, whether it's right or wrong? Does it pay to know what other individuals are doing in their life, right? I don't think so, right? Do you have the ability to condemn if a breath is lost because you're alive? Are you capable of replacing that breath? I'm not sure about you, but I like to breathe in here. Give me a little bit of room, you know what I mean? Let me breathe. Woo! So that's the mindset. That's the mentality. Why are you and how could you? Who are you? Come on now, what you doing? Quit trifling. Get up out of here. What you doing? Think about what I'm saying. We condemn those that we love. That isn't true because love does not include condemnation. Well, we usually take the sorrow and agony, the hate that we have, we take it out on our loved ones. That can't be true. You must not love yourself and you must not love those individuals. How do you define love? If love is no more than a creature's, and I'm a humble servant, I think we're all creatures, fellow brothers and sisters. Lord, forgive me. But if love is no more than our direct relevance to an emotional feeling with a set of morale and guideline, then I guess there is no God. You heard about Christ? He said, yes, we are forgiven. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. You ever heard about that? I mean, I'm not sure, but you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get a little bit. I ain't mad at you. That's this point. Why should I passively bury my own wants and interests, look to have a world of fulfillment, a bountiful harvest, more than an abundance each and every day of everything that's on this earth, when you're out there trifling every day trying to act like individuals can't even breathe? Come on now, I'm not trying to hear it. Do you think consent is valuable? Consent is something that God has given you. Think about it. God gave you consent. It's a form of love, so you can say yes, so you can say no. It doesn't mean that, well, he told me no, he don't love me. What do you mean? I said no. You ain't got nothing to worry about. Your truest form of prioritization, I'm storing my treasures in heaven. Oh, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to eternity. I ain't got nothing to worry about. I'm leading a life of fulfillment, of being forgiven, of being redeemed, outright blessed. Where are you at? Think about what I'm saying. That's what comes back to me. I'm given. The perception that I have isn't broken, isn't shattered. These glasses that I have on aren't all scratched up. I'm not looking through the lenses trying to deceptively see the light at the end of the tunnel. Boy, it's getting dark up in here in my hour of death as I walk through the valley of death. This is extreme. You for real? I seek the light, though. I seek love. Remember? God of Christ? So God is love. And if every day, every enactment, acquaintance, personally, professionally, and every step that you take and every breath that you breathe is about God, and I'm not trying to make it push to where you got to proclaim it to somebody else. The acceptance or denial of somebody else doesn't define you unless you allow it to. Is it important? It better be to you. Very good. So God is love. Find God within an enactment. Look, somebody ain't doing you right. It ain't on you. That's on them. Well, she decided to go out on me last night. She decided she wanted to play. She didn't want to be faithful. You got to let her go. Hallelujah. Is there something I can do for you? Be happy that you're alive. Be happy that God's still in your life. Give them a hallelujah. You know why? Because what goes around comes around. Continue to make the right decisions every day concerning you and your own. And you'll never go wrong. The moment you step outside of that guidelines and you're making decisions on somebody else in any way, shape, or form. And I mean, it could be your own children. It could be your own spouses. No, I made a decision on her and it just wasn't right. You shall not make any decisions on anybody other than yourself because we cannot replace the loss. Think about what I'm saying. We just can't afford it. We can't replace the loss. I lost a breath yesterday because of you. For real? Is that when I was like, oh, big deal? What, you breathe in like a second? Sorry, nanoseconds or milliseconds? How long did it take for you to breathe? That's not the point. I lost a portion of life because of you. And that's extreme. Remember, live in a world that's blameless. Don't point the finger. Right? I ain't got nothing to worry about. Nobody owes me nothing. I don't owe them anything. Yes, of course. So in no way, shape, or form shall you ever have to suffer for anybody, for anything, or for any reason. Because of Christ, because of God. I was reading up in the Bible and they were talking about being mighty. Mighty within God. You see, in the verse they got strong. So strong like that. I'd be going to fitness center. We're trying to get it, doing it right daily. Right? Working cardio, targeted muscle sets. I got a good regimen, a good workout, a good routine. I like it. But I was reading the Bible and it was referencing being mighty. I wake up in the morning and I'm hearing these girls. I'd be like, I got 3 weeks for them. And she ain't talking about give me some time on the books or something so that I can actually be with her. Let me learn to rehearse her mind, girl. Where you at? You want to go out to eat? What you doing? You know what I'm saying? Let's go for a walk. More like she wants to weaken the heart, soul, and the mind because that's all she's got to offer. And I'm referencing on here that God is love and God is mighty. And anybody that who has him is embraced. I don't know, but remember the clothing I'm putting on that armor of God? I'm going to bounce right off of me. Where are you at? Don't let other individuals come up into your life. I don't care what they got going on, whether it's right, whether it's wrong, whether it's good for them or it's bad for them. Each and every day, learn how to embrace your entities, what you find to be relevant. And what, where is that? It's in heart, soul, mind, body, and spirit, thought, word, and deed. He lies within me, the temple, the synagogue. It's because of him that I can be thankfully redeemed and blessed, not condemned nor hated. So don't let those entities ruin or spoil you. It's the truest form, though, isn't it? So with God is love, think about it. The moment you start biting your lip, the moment you're trifling, the moment you ain't happy, here comes that emotional attachment. They call it conscience. Watch out. Here's the deliverance, the check and skill. Here's the way. Am I going right? Am I going wrong? Am I going to be the child or the adult? Righteous or evil? Here we go. Off to the races. Remember to find him. Because if you stay true to God, you stay true to Christ, and you stay true to what his message is every day, you ain't got nothing to worry about. There's nobody in this world that can prevent God from being that enactment in your life. I don't care what they've got wrote down on paper. You grab the Bible, slap them upside the head, pop. Are you good? You know what I mean? I hit you again if you want me to. I ain't mad at you. Think about what I'm saying. Treat others the way that you want to be treated. Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. So every one of my wants and needs should be fulfilled from Christ, from God, right? You have no restrictions, no limitations. So you should have faith-based services in your life for everything. Health, education, transportation, communications, physical, substance, anything that you can think of. And you have no limitations because it's within your degree and discipline, and it's within your competences, within your means. Have you ever heard a creature tell you no? Immediately you reference God is love, and God doesn't tell you no. He wasn't pleased with his creation. So Christ, his only son, incarnation, resurrection, he is risen. He is risen indeed. Yes, you are forgiven. Hallelujah. So the moment you even hear that person say no, and we took it to the point, I have a lot of sisters I enjoy. And I have a lot of sisters, I enjoy them. And we took it to the point of, if you were to even tempt somebody, it's as good as the occurrence. So let's say that with the topic was infidelity, and this person decided to lay in bed in the morning after her significant other walked out, and they decided that the commitment that they made to one another is they was going to be faithful to one another. Of course, life's about commitment. Individuals can have different agreements amongst one another, and God is in the relationship or isn't. But so they kept God at the focal point, and he walked out the door with God. God walked out with him. She's laying in bed. She ain't got God anymore. She started thinking about somebody else for you. Know what? They were hooting and hollering and huffing and puffing and blowing the house down. And it just wasn't happening. So somebody decided to step out a little bit. Is it the person that walked out the door? Do you think it's their problem? I don't quite think so. In fact, it's the person who's laying up in the bed. No, it's their inequity. It's an aspect that they chose to embrace. So do not be anxious about anything. Don't fear. Don't tremble. And remember the reference yesterday of trembling as being humble, is mercy, is thank you. I'm gracefully coming back into your life. Remember? I'm here. I'm not somebody bad. What can I do for you? Is there something you need? Did you want something? Think about being delivered from him. How can I help? Isn't that the mindset, the mentality? Once you receive the help that you've wanted, the care that you've wanted, right? You're blessed beyond conditions or beyond restraints. Now I'm going to be capable of blessing others. Think about what I'm saying. I'm going to take it there, and we take it there, so you don't allow other individuals to condemn you, to hate you, to judge you. I woke up yesterday, and they were putting all different types of individuals on me, and I wasn't allowed to be alive or do anything about it, and I wasn't even allowed to say no. So they chose hate. Hate is what they shall have now. And I think it was relevant. I think it took us there. Don't be anxious. Don't have fear or lies being the demeaning fact in your life. Be honest. Be truthful. And make sure consent, unconditional love, no excuses, blameless is relevant in every relationship. They'd say that, they'd say a little bit of a step away from Christianity or theology, the sense of devotion, passion, and truth, especially in personal relationships. They would say that commitment is valuable. Commitment is only valuable when there's clear communications and expectations. But if expectations go outside of what you're capable and competent of, then immediately it's a loss. I'll give you an example. A lot of us and every one of us should be capable of loving God, of loving Christ. God is love. And if you love Him, He'll continue to love you. And one of the ways that He can love you is by having spousal relationships, girlfriends, spouses, etc. You kind of grasp it, right? You get that. And having relationships, you get it, you grasp it. But if you shall choose not, and I'm worried about her, well, then you don't have love. So continue to love God and make sure that you're not worried about controlling somebody else or making sure they're making the right decision. Because it's not up for you to define whether it's right or whether it's wrong. If you trust and believe in God and Christ, you're going to know that every decision that they're making, God's working within them, and it's a hallelujah. You don't have to say yes 24/7. You're allowed to say no. Hear them outright trifle, and they act like they're going to make decisions on me. I'm like, what you eating for breakfast? I ain't mad at you. Think about what I'm saying. Get your fix in the morning. Feed the heart, soul, and mind. Right? You got to have that fulfillment of God in Christ. And if you don't, how can it be at the cost and expense of me? So don't worry about things you can't change. Be invested in God in Christ and continue to walk that straightened path. Regardless of what happens, you shall never fail until the moment you find it's relevant to fail yourself. Even your relationships, trust me on this one, and this is one of the hardest entities that we'll ever face, even your relationships in this world, the relationships that you have with your significant others, if something goes wrong in them, don't use blame. Don't worry about it. You don't have anything to worry about. You still got God. You still got love. You still got Christ. You're capable of saying no. You're capable of being redeemed. You're capable of walking away. No, it didn't work out. I ain't mad at you. By the way, good morning. How are you? Is there something I can do for you? And they start flying off the handle. Walk away. There's nothing you can do about it. Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. What did I say about in the mind? They're saying, let me think about this, the mind, the mentality, and guard your hearts. The peace and the contentment. So the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. So putting it back within His hands, the peace, the contentment, I'm at ease. I don't have anything to worry about. It surpasses, it folds, it's a flood of everything else. The theory, the reason, the knowledge, the concept of the logic. Let me scratch the head and grab the chin real quick. It don't work. It's okay, we can talk about it. Good food for thought. If it helps you, if it's therapeutic, if it's soothing, yes, of course. But if it's only diluting you, if it's only making things worse, now I have to bear this emotional inequity. I want you to think about this mindset for an example. And I'm running out of time here, so I really got to wrap this up quick. So there was individuals, they were capable of altering lives, changing emotions, changing pleasure, outcomes, likes, interests. They could make sure individuals were connected. They were playing God on earth, by the way. They did this for years upon years upon years. And they got to this point where it was morally dilemma. I am the fairest one of all. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Right? Well, shall we take it there? Lord, forgive me. And then I referenced, I said, you know what? Stop. This is God-given life, not creature taken. And this person each and every day insists that they continue to get to be who? Well, they want to be that God. Oh, they're creature taken. You're allowed to say no. There is nobody that's going to tell you what's right or what's wrong for you. And you can tell them, no, I'm not worried about it. And by the way, where does it go back to? It goes back to God. It goes back to Christ. Say no, walk away, turn the other cheek, etc. 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you. Now you ain't going to burden Christ. You ain't going to burden God. And by the way, if you are forgiven, you are redeemed, you're walking within that mindset. You see me? I don't look like I'm ashamed. I'm walking with this. I'm forgiven. I'm redeemed. I'm going to get off here. I try to keep these short and sweet for a reason. They say that that's the time frame and the hours that keep individuals occupied. And I try to leave food for thought, and I'm begging and asking for some questions. So we can do questions and answers, or we can do talks. Hit me up, message me, call me, or we can have some Bible studies. I got a Bible study coming up on Thursday at 7 p.m. Be sure to RSVP online. Send me a personal message with your phone number, with your email address, so that we can have this. If we utilize FaceTime, we can have up to 32 members. We get into some different platforms and some different services that might be offered. We can have more individuals attending. Let's see what type of turnout that we have. I'm going to close with this, and we'll close with prayer. Lord, forgive me. Isaiah 26:3. You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Remember, some of the thoughts that you have and are of God, even when it's deceptive, evil ones, there's still a way for him to find in that hallelujah, not ashamed and blessed and redeemed mindset within you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your continued contribution and support. Our gracious Heavenly Father and Christ, our Savior, Redeemer, with love, patience, grace, and acceptance, let our feet firmly plant on the ground. When we take a step, when we breathe within that direction, let our mind, our mentality be persuasively leading to the eternity, the abundance of blessings that you are providing for us. Let us not be condemned. Let us not be put in shackles. Let us not be trifling and listening to what they got going on. Let us throw the stop sign up and say no, starting today and declaring today, I am saved. I am redeemed. I am forgiven. I'm not dealing with what you've got going on. Let's take it to the fullest extent possible of finding eternity and use the same condemnation or the sense of love, whichever version of life you embrace, amongst one another. So if I embrace love daily, let me receive love. And if I embrace hate, let me embrace hate. Let us truly embrace our own decisions, for we shall be accountable for the lives and decisions that we have made. Trust us and guide us with strength, with equity, with a sense of building purposeful and storing our treasures in heaven, and remind us that your forms of love, that your jurisdiction, that your multitudes of nations, that everything that we see goes directly back to you, and there are no limitations, restrictions, that the competence and means that we embrace within that discipline and degree are no more than a reflection of how you actively participate in our life within the Holy Trinity and the Holy Spirit, with love, with grace, and acceptance. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, in Christ our Savior's name we pray. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your continued support. Be sure to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Check out the Buzzsprout feed. Have a very, very good day. God bless you. Don't be afraid to hit me up with any questions, any answers, and we can talk about it. God bless you. Have a very, very good day.